Happy birthday, Grandma. Stand the Joke Man Show. Stand the Joke Man talking. Yeah, today's my grandmother, Ada's birthday. Has she still been alive? She'd be 117 years old, born back in 1907. July 7th, 1907. Yeah, she was an angel. She was my angel. Without doubt, aside from my wife, she is the strongest woman on this planet I ever knew. Married an Irishman right off the boat. That'd be my grandpa, Chick. They had a whole bunch of kids. When times is hard during Prohibition and whatnot, and Depression, my grandma was, yep, selling corn liquor. She didn't drink or anything, but she couldn't even tell me how she knew how to make it so good. She just had a natural talent for making it. When I was younger, according to the old timers, they all used to tell me, nobody made better corn liquor than your grandmother. She made the best damn corn liquor. Excuse me. It was so good. There was a couple of speakeasies in Bartlesville that sold it. Sure. That's how come Charlie Floyd was a regular customer of my grandmother's back in the early 1900s. Grandma neither knew who he was nor cared. She couldn't read. She thought he was a magazine salesman with all the newspapers and magazines strewn about the car. But of course, my grandfather Chick recognized him immediately and said, "That's Charlie Floyd."
Hey, Stan, didn't you screw his grandniece or something?
You can't prove that guy. Anyway, once again, Grandma didn't think anything about it, didn't care. Went out there, took him his pint of corn liquor. Said she was shocked to hell when he handed her a $100 bill. Asked her to be quiet about the fact that he had been there. To which my grandmother responded, "I don't know you. How can I talk about you?" He took his pint and rolled. And a new trade alliance was formed. She said she took that money, went out and got the boys' new shoes and the girls' new dresses. And the world ticks forward. Yeah, pretty boy Floyd became a regular customer. And yes, I used to do his grandniece while we used to live together. And, okay. I guess hustling is in the blood. Happy birthday, Grandma.
Stan the Joke Man Show, a property of Joke Man Productions, LLC, broadcasting from the Boys Room Studios. Now, time for your host, Stan the Joke Man.
Welcome to Stan the Joke Man Show. Stan the Joke Man Podcast. Folks, I'm going to tell you, I can't think of a better Sunday than today to rejoice right here in Oklahoma. Absolutely 100% something incredible happened. Yeah, right here in the great state of Oklahoma. Something great happened because it didn't take place.
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. What the hell are you talking
about? Gosh, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. It means something to pray. It means something to have your voice heard. And believe you me, Oklahoma citizens made their voices heard. This show right here has covered the over 50 pieces of legislation on the Oklahoma House floor targeting innocent Oklahoma families, innocent Oklahoma women, but mostly innocent Oklahoma children who make the mistake of being born incorrectly in the state of Oklahoma. They label these innocent children transgenders. Takes the human out of it. And they don't have to think about them as people. It's a psychological thing. Kind of like living in denial. They're not people. Disregard them and their pain. It's shameful. This is the only state in America that attaches guilt to innocent children. And they go to church every Sunday and they call themselves Christian. The hell you are. You are the offenders of children. There isn't anything Christian about you, Trump supporters. You are the devil. And I am proud to announce today on the Stan the Joke Man show that all 50 pieces of that hateful, anti-American, un-Christian, child-attacking legislation that you put forth has failed. I'm not gloating. I'm not even proud. I'm just thankful. Every damn bit of it. Because real God-fearing, red-blooded Christian Americans picked up the phone here in the state of Oklahoma, and we made a fucking difference.
Rattled some cages.
Now you got a chance to bring it home, Oklahoma. Get rid of the authors of that legislation. Because if you think for a fucking second they're going to change their stripes, you're highly naive. They're going to do it again. Oh, you can forgive them if their hearts have genuinely turned, but it doesn't change the fact they're unfit. Too fucking dumb for having done it in the first place. Get rid of them! They've proven themselves dishonorable, and their obedience lies with one, their Fuhrer, Donald Trump, their false idol. Bullard of Durant cannot be trusted. Mark Wayne Mullen, Shane Jett.
He wrote more than anybody.
You've seen what they're capable of. Senator Julie Daniels of Bartlesville. Yeah, she wants to imprison families for trying to save their own kids' lives. That's how diabolical and sickening it is, folks. So what are you going to do, Oklahoma? Are you going to fucking vote for these people again? Do they represent you? Is that who you are? Do you go after kids like that and innocent families? Because I guarantee you, those folks, their stripes will never change. They're getting paid to do it. And they're going to continue to turn on innocent children, innocent women, your freedoms. It's been world news about the women in this state bleeding down both legs in hospital parking lots. No one allowed to help them. Just leave them there to die. And Oklahoma women voted for every bit of it. Now you have a chance, Oklahoma, to make a real difference. Now that we're having to face down Project 2025, you've read all about that. Hell, I saw it coming years ago. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're dealing with extremist terrorists, the MAGA Republican Trump-supporting party. Your country is under attack. Your representatives do not represent you. They endorse and represent one. False idol, Trump. They are truly the wicked prophecy. They cannot be trusted around your home or your family. And I am so proud of God's children, real Oklahoma, God's children, red-blooded American Christians, for standing up to them. That legislation has failed. Now get rid of this unchristian scum, because unless they truly represent who you are, what the hell are you doing? Burn your shit solid. I'll be back tomorrow, high noon. God bless the United States of America. God bless my Oklahoma. Bye, con Dios, mi amigos.
Without you, with or without you. Now, I hope everything's okay down at the front here, because nobody gets into trouble at a U2 concert. Nobody gets hurt at a U2 concert. And only we get hurt if somebody else gets hurt, okay? What is this stuff? Tear gas. I thought we'd enough tears in this song. Thank you. Good night.